It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. Georgia's Department of Natural Resources begins its second annual Coyote Challenge next week, March 1st. Premise is pretty simple. Hunters who bring in coyotes that they've killed can win prizes, like a lifetime hunting license. The state says this incentive program helps control coyote populations, which can be a nuisance to people and to other wildlife. An ongoing research project by the University of Georgia is trying to work out how these mysterious animals live and how they might be different from their cousins up north. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The hunt for coyotes starts in Dan Eaton's truck. Eaton's a pro trapper, has been since he was a kid. Long enough to be nonchalant about the dead beaver in the truck bed, which he sometimes uses to attract coyotes. We are headed to a trap line Eaton has set on private hunting land outside Augusta, Georgia.
Everybody wants you to trap coyotes for free until you tell them you're collaring them and letting them go.
Eaton's been releasing coyotes lately to include them in a new University of Georgia study. Biologists want to know how coyotes are thriving in the South and how they are different from those in the West and North. One thing scientists and southern deer hunters already know is that, unlike out west, southern coyotes are deer hunters too. Most landowners don't like to compete. They want the coyotes gone.
I told them after the study I'll come back and, if they're still on their property, and I'll catch those coyotes and take care of them.
We turn off a busy road onto gravel, a field on one side and piney woods on the other. This is the trap line.
Well, Jake, these aren't paying off, buddy.
The first couple traps are a bust. We drive through a muddy hole, and then success.
Oh, got a coyote.
The coyote works silently to free herself. The trap holds, but doesn't crush her foot. Eaton gets his choke stick ready. You've seen dog catchers use these things. Then Eaton goes to work. He calls to the animal.
Come here, buddy.
Then he zips up her neck with the choke stick. And it's back up the road.
So that's actually the collar transmitting to the receiver here.
That's Will Goolsby. He and Michael Chamberlain are the two biologists leading the study. They take blood samples, weigh, measure, and fit the coyote with the tracking collar. She's motionless and silent, except for her labored breathing. Biologist Michael Chamberlain.
They understand that they've been beaten. So they kind of lost the battle.
This coyote is one of about 160 Chamberlain wants for the study, a bit smaller than one in Chicago.
The idea with this study is to expand it to a much broader landscape.
That broader landscape is a mosaic of agriculture and woods, but little wilderness. GPS collars will let biologists watch for 2 years as the coyotes either hang around a tiny range or go further away, whether they're hunting alone like they do out west or more like wolves in groups. A third year will be for crunching data.
There's a lot of uncertainty about how they're interacting with other species. There's a lot of uncertainty about how we will deal with this animal as human beings as moving forward.
The trapper and the biologist find the coyote average. Adult female, about 30 pounds.
Pounds.
31 pounds.
Well, have you checked the frequency already?
I have.
She's calm as Eaton carries her up the road for release. She finally fights back when her feet hit the ground.
There you go.
Eaton unzips the choke stick. She leaps into the air, then sprints back into the woods. Stopping about 30 yards away, Michael Chamberlain.
Watch them many times. They'll stop and stare back at you, and then they'll go about their way.
Then she's gone. If all goes well, researchers will still track her with that GPS collar.
That was GPB's Grant Blankenship. As we mentioned, separate from all of that research, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources is planning to begin its second annual Coyote Challenge next week, where they're going to incentivize hunting of coyotes, offer prizes to hunters who bring in coyotes, prizes such as a lifetime hunting license. We're going to talk about that more right now with Chris Mowry. He's an associate professor of biology at Berry College. He's also one of the founders of the Atlanta Coyote Project, which aims to help humans and coyotes peacefully coexist in the metro area. And Professor, you were not a supporter of incentivizing coyote hunting in Georgia. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Our organization, which is based in science, has very much opposed the Georgia Coyote Challenge.
And why is that?
Well, we have to understand, first of all, why coyotes are here in the first place. And it's here, they're here because we as humans eliminated the red wolf in the Southeast through extensive trapping efforts, hunting, poisoning, you know, really a governmental-sponsored eradication program that occurred, you know, throughout the early parts of the 20th century. And nature's going to fill a vacuum, and certainly in this case it did. And so the coyotes simply moved in to fill that void. So, you know, and that's the way nature works, is that there are apex predators and ecosystems, and we got rid of the wolf, and now the coyote is, you know, likely serving that role. So, I think that's the first thing that we need to understand, is that these animals are here because we paved the way for them.
Well, does that not invite the question of, if humans are responsible for the overpopulation of this animal, are humans not therefore responsible for addressing that problem through hunting or other means?
Well, humans aren't responsible for any overpopulation. You know, I would argue that there's not overpopulation. You know, these animals are very good at surviving and reproducing, coyotes, but there's a carrying capacity. Territorial behavior is going to limit the numbers, so they will not have more offspring that can than the landscape can support. So, you know, and again, they are here because we wiped out what was here in the first place. So, you know, whether you like it or not, you know, we've been tinkering with this, with nature. And so allow these animals to come in. You know, there are estimates that there are 100,000 coyotes killed every year in this country, if not more. You know, we're not influencing the coyote population. It is not our role to try to beat these numbers back. These numbers will stabilize themselves.
Well, the state of Georgia classifies coyotes as a nuisance animal, and this is primarily because of their tendencies as hunting animals. Here's Don McGowan with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
We've never had a documented incident of a coyote attack on a person. Now, we do know that on occasion, coyotes, being the opportunistic animals they are, they will take a small pet. And actually having a fence in yard is not completely coyote-proof either. They can go over fences.
And it's not just about pets, it's also about agriculture. Here is Ben Hill, a hunter from Oglethorpe County, who posted a vlog about one of his coyote hunts on YouTube.
Well, everybody, that was a good, successful hunt. I was very glad I got this coyote. These people have had a real big problem with these things getting after their calves. They've been killed a couple in the past 2 weeks and lost a good bit of money. So hopefully this will be one last coyote that's going to harass these people's cows. So
Chris Mowry, Associate Professor of Biology at Berry College, as we said before, you oppose Georgia's incentivized coyote hunt that's coming up. What are these folks missing in how they consider coyotes to be nuisance animals?
Well, I would point to the DNR's own website that used to say, until I made and pointed it out, that, quote, the quote on their website was, "The coyote is a largely misunderstood creature, and despite its nuisance reputation, proves to be an asset in maintaining the balance of wildlife in Georgia." Now, conveniently, that disappeared at the instigation of this Georgia Coyote Challenge. The DNR also publishes a deer management plan. The deer management plan also said, similarly, coyote bounties are viewed as an ineffective tool. Wildlife Resources Division and the Georgia State General Assembly oppose coyote bounty programs. So they're clearly contradicting what they have said originally. You know, we are biologists who study these animals. We sent a letter last March at the start of the Georgia Coyote Challenge that was signed by scientists, by biologists who study canids from around the world, speaking out scientifically against this, that it's a bad idea from a scientific perspective. This letter was sent to the governor's office, to the commissioner of the Georgia DNR, and to the director of Georgia Wildlife Resources Division, and we never heard any response about that. So I think that's, you know, something that people should really understand, is that this hunting, this really is a wildlife killing contest, is contradicting DNR's own statements, past statements.
So are you're saying that not only are you opposed to the coyote hunt because the coyotes have a right to exist and they aren't particularly a nuisance to humans, but are you also saying that the hunt itself would be ineffective at controlling the coyote population, even if that were a goal to be pursued?
That's right. And in fact, there's lots of evidence that shows that it would be counterproductive. Coyotes are social animals. They're only adult males and females that breed, the alpha animals. They live in small family groups. And those adults essentially impede the subordinate animals from breeding. And once you disrupt that social structure by indiscriminately killing, you're not sure who you're killing. You're now freeing up these subordinate animals to then breed. And so you end up with more coyotes than you actually started with. So you have these unintended consequences. There are plenty of studies that show that this, and this is not unique to coyotes. You know, this is the way nature works. The coyote just happens to be this social animal. And again, you know, there are limited members who breed, and disrupting that process is going to lead to more breeders with larger litter sizes.
We're speaking with Chris Mowry. He's an associate professor of biology at Berry College and co-founder of the Atlanta Coyote Project. And we're talking about the upcoming Georgia Coyote Challenge, where the State Department of Natural Resources is going to be incentivizing hunters to hunt coyotes starting next week on March 1st. Hunters will be eligible for prizes such as a lifetime hunting license. Professor Mowry opposes this for all of the reasons that he's just been discussing. So if the science is so clear on this, Professor Mowry, that not only are coyotes not particularly a nuisance animal, and that hunting them doesn't really do anything to control their population, what's actually going on here? What is the goal of incentivizing coyote hunting in Georgia? Is it because hunting is politically popular?
Well, people can draw their own conclusions. I in my opinion, that's probably
what's yours,
what it is. Yeah, the DNR's mission is to sustain, enhance, protect, and conserve Georgia's natural, historic, and cultural resources. There are lots of people that, enjoy all forms of wildlife. In fact, I've talked privately to other DNR biologists who are, privately opposed to this. These people are biologists. They understand how the natural world works. So, my only conclusion is that this is, in response to pressure from the hunting community. I want to be clear that we're not opposed to hunting. This is not... Coyotes can be hunted 365 days a year. There's no limit on the number of coyotes. There's no season on coyote hunting. This is a wildlife killing contest. And I think even let alone the scientific perspective, but from an ethical perspective, a fair chase. This was something that we brought up in our letter to DNR and to the governor's office that there are hunting groups that are opposed to these kinds of wildlife killing contests. For ethical and moral reasons. So again, we're not opposed to, we're not speaking out about hunting in general, but this is specifically about this wildlife killing contest.
There is an argument that hunting and even state-incentivized hunting, state-promoted hunting, can have a positive net effect on wildlife conservation because it gets people interested in the outdoors and invested in the idea of setting aside conservation areas, for example. What do you think of that argument?
I do think that the presence of coyotes, has... And again, the DNR once said this, and our own work with the Atlanta Coyote Project, I would encourage people to go to our website at atlantacoyoteproject.org and see some of the videos that we have posted of the diversity of wildlife that occurs in areas where there are coyotes. So I think this myth that the presence of coyotes simply leads to that they're eating everything in sight, and it leads to a loss of biodiversity in a particular site. It is just that. It's a myth. As far as hunting getting people outside, sure. That's part of DNR's mission. There is a game management arm of the DNR, and so that's part of it. And as I say, we're not opposed to that. But it's just doing these incentivized you know, offering a prize to someone of a lifetime hunting license to do what is essentially a detriment to the natural environment, we just think is wrong.
In the last minute that we have, Professor Mowry, it just occurs to me, I don't think I've ever seen a coyote, or maybe I have and I didn't know what it was. What's the most likely circumstance in which the average suburbanite is going to see a coyote, and what would they expect to see?
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, is that these animals are naturally shy and wary. And so they, you know, they do very well around humans. So they'll adjust their behavior to be active at nighttime or dawn or dusk. You know, if you go out west, you see coyotes during the day, but they're very easily able to adapt their behavior. So they keep to themselves. You know, so it is rare for people to see them, but I would encourage people to enjoy them as part of the natural landscape. And if you see one, you know, count yourself fortunate.
All right. That's Chris Mowry, professor at Berry College, professor of biology, also co-founder of the Atlanta Coyote Project, a project that aims at helping humans and coyotes peacefully coexist in the Atlanta area. And we were talking about the upcoming incentivized Georgia coyote hunt. Professor, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.